Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house tonight. Lift up your voice. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly places with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he has chosen us before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. He predestined us for the adoption of sons through Jesus Christ according with his pleasure, or the pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves, Jesus. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, which he lavished upon us with all wisdom and understanding, made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the time is right now fulfilled, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. This is that day. You are that people. And Father, we glorify you today. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We may not see where it's coming from. We may not know how it's going to arrive. But the blessing of the Lord by the wind of the Spirit shows up because you sent it. God, we give you praise for the blessing of the Lord that increases, makes rich in every single way, and bears no burden with it of sorrow in any way, shape, or form. We declare tonight we are the chosen, we are the redeemed, we are the blessed of the living God. We are supplied with every good thing right here, right now, in Jesus' name. And if you believe that, lift your voice and shout, yeah! Jesus said it's like the wind. He said you don't know where it's coming from, but it's coming. You may not see it, but you can hear it. It's coming. You see things moving around you because it's coming. This is a word God dropped in my spirit just before, a little while before I got up. Blessing overcome the earth. The blessing of the Lord overcomes the earth. The blessing of the Lord overcomes the earth. Why would God bless? Why did God bless the way he did? I mean, you know, isn't it incredible? I can believe in a person of stature, wealth, influence. I can believe in them with all my heart. But it doesn't do me any good. I can believe in kingdoms and kings and governments, and I can believe in anybody. But it doesn't change me. But when I believe in Jesus, it does. I mean, isn't that incredible? I mean, I know because I've been changed. You know, because think about it. Think about it. Jesus, and we think of it, just believe in God. But when Jesus spoke to the tree and it withered and died, he said, just believe in God. Have faith in God. You can believe in anything and it doesn't affect you. But when you believe in God, it does. When you believe in God, it affects everything. When you believe, what a gift that he told us when God gave us his word, all of his word, and he just said, believe me. When Jesus said, believe me, do you get it? Do you get what he was saying? He was saying, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to tell you something. You can believe in anything, it's not going to benefit you, but you believe in me, and it will. You believe in me, it will benefit you. Believe in me, and I'll change you. Believe in me, and I'll do things you haven't even imagined. I'll do things that you can't think of that you need. And this is why it's so important to be blessed. The blessing of the Lord overcomes the earth. And that's our call. God made us and he said, I want you to overcome the earth. It's a big place. It's a powerful place. But look how fearfully and wonderfully I've made you. Just believe me. Believe what I say. Just believe me. And I'll bless you. Just believe me. And I'll do. Just believe me. Just believe me. I'll change your mind. Just believe me. I'll transform your heart. Just believe me. And I'll change the way you think. Just, you know, God even watches over our emotions. He watches over everything. And the Word says, and the Word is true, he said, I've blessed you with every spiritual blessing. I blessed you with everything. I've overwhelmed. God wants you to believe tonight. Here's your prophetic word. God wants you to believe how overwhelming blessed you are. You are overwhelmed with blessing. You're overwhelmed with blessing. Jesus, the Son of God, walked with all the power of heaven. The Word says that the fullness of God dwelt in him bodily. Okay. But there were people walking the fullness of God, the creator of everything that has ever been and anything that will ever be. Man, I just hear the presence. I hear the presence of the Lord just like you can hear the sound of wind when it comes. You can hear rain when it starts hitting your roof and falling down to the ground. You can hear rain as it begins to run through the trees and strike the leaves. You can hear the sound. I hear the sound of favor. I hear the sound of the blessing of the Lord. Jesus in all power, fully embodied, fully powered by God. And people walked around and they weren't changed. Right there. Can't get any closer than right here. The Word says we saw him, we touched him, we beheld him, we heard him speak. But when he would tell them the mystery, tell them the secret, give them the key, and he would say things like, believe me. Will you believe that I can do this? Will you believe? What a treasure that of all that we can believe God. We can believe Christ. And if we will believe him, and you have the power to do this, it's not a wrestle, it's not a struggle, it's a choice. If we believe him, uncompromisingly so. Fearing God is just believing he's all there is. Not just all we need. You hear people say he's all you need. No, he's not all we need. He's way beyond all we need. He's all there is. He's the first of all things. He's the middle, the present time that exists. He is the time which is to come, which means in him is every moment of your life. Now remember, we just read right here that he purposed you. He said, I'm purposing you, Tony. I've purposed you, and only good. I'm going to prophesy this until it rains down on the earth and people start drinking. Only good will happen to you. Only good. No matter what it looks like, no matter what sounds like, only good will happen to you. Only good will happen to you. Paul said, I found something out. He said, when I'm double-minded, when I listen to what my body says and it begins to dictate what I believe, then he said, I become double-minded. And he said, I live that life. And what I didn't want to do, I did. And what I knew I should do, I wasn't able to do. And then he said, but who will deliver me from this body of sin? And then he said, I thank God then, through Jesus Christ, he has set me free. So the Word says we are no longer subject to the earth, but the earth is subject to you. So you can choose. You can choose to be single-mindedly blessed. What am I? I'm blessed. And what? That's all that I am. That's why we say the Spirit of the Lord, the favor of God is pursuing you. Only God. Only God. Well, can you explain why this did or that? No, we're not explaining. We're prophesying like we're commanded to. We're believing. See, there are people that believe when it's necessary. And then there are people that believe believing is necessary. There are people that'll just believe when they say it's necessary. But there are people that believe that believing is what's necessary. Not what I'm after. What you're after isn't nearly enough as to what is after you. There's far more after you, far, far more after you than you would know to be after. That's why the word says he will bless us abundantly, exceed. He wills. He wants to. But it has to be single-mindedness. No one's after me. Some people figure because you had a bad day, it's because the devil chose to give you a bad day. I didn't know he had that kind of power over our lives. And I know that he doesn't because I don't believe in him. A bad day doesn't have the power to have a bad, make you have a bad day. But I believe that believing for the blessing of the Lord is necessary before you see a need. And the blessing of the Lord will overcome and overwhelm every single thing you have to where you begin to do as the disciples met some other disciples. And they said, how is it? How is it that you love him like we love him? And you haven't seen him. You believe him and you're filled with undeniable, beyond expression, joy and glory. And then it says, this is because you are seeing the end result of your faith. Come on, did anybody in the house get that? This is because you're seeing the end result of your faith. How is it? I'm giddy with the blessing of the Lord tonight. I can feel it. If you'll hear me, God's going to bless you. He's not going to turn things around. He's going to turn you around, and things will just surrender to the turnaround God has done in you. That's how Adam ruled. God said, this is what I've done in you, and watch. What I've done in you, the earth will respond to it. Your emotions will respond to it. Life will respond to it. But it has to be done in you. It's not what you're after. But when the blessing of the Lord comes, it just turns everything inside of you around. And if we will simply believe what God purposed and predestined us for, the blessing of the Lord overwhelms you, makes you rich, adds no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord is so overwhelming and so overrunning and so overflowing. All I know to do is say, this is the end result of my faith. I don't win in the end. I win in the beginning. I win in the middle. I win just before the end. At the end, I find a new beginning because God never brings me to an end. He only brings me to a new day of blessing. We are here to declare what Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. I believe we are the blessed, chosen of the living God. You believe that? Lift your voice with me and shout, yeah! Favor overwhelms me. Favor runs over me. If anything knocks me down, say it. If anything knocks me down, I'm knocked down with the blessing of the Lord. I'm knocked down with the favor of God. When the soldiers came to Jesus and they said, are you he? He said, I am. The word says that they just fell. They were knocked down with the love of God. They didn't know it, but the love of God knocked them down. And they may have thought that they were taking him, but he was taking them. Because he said, don't you know I could call for legions of angels? They'd set me free in a minute. But I'm here fulfilling the word of God. This is not the power of man ruling the earth. This is the power of God. We were overwhelmed. The earth was overwhelmed with the blessing of the Lord. We are overwhelmed with the blessing of the Lord. We are overwhelmed with the blessing of... Shout it. We are overwhelmed with the blessing of the Lord. Say it. God's conquering your fears. He's conquering your doubt by the blessing of the Lord. That's what it's all about. The favor uncompromising, unnaturally attainable, exceeding beyond mind and imagination, is knocking you down with the blessing of the Lord. You stagger around like those that are drunk on wine, but you're drunk in the spirit for the blessing of the favor of the Lord. Taste and see the goodness of God. I speak into the nations of the earth and declare this is the year of the Lord's favor and the anointing power of His Christ. We declare the good, perfect, and acceptable will of the Father overwhelm you. God, fill you with His Spirit. God, prophesy through you with the giddiness of joy and overwhelming blessing, the favor of God released on you. You're overcome. Your weakness is overcome. Your struggle is overcome. Not by a heavy-handed fist, but by the blessing of the Lord tonight. Overcome by the blessing of the Lord tonight. Overcome by the blessing of the Lord tonight. Many years ago, my sister was 5 years old, and she was in the hospital. Didn't know if she was going to live or die. She was in there for about 21 days with an open incision because her intestines had rotted. And 5 years old. And I'm about 10, 11 years old. And didn't know anything about God. Went to a church. And at this point in time, I experienced something that taught me something pretty incredible. At that time, whole family just distraught. I mean, overwrought with just what if and why and all that stuff. And knowing not really anything about God, I always sought God. Even before I was born again, I would just prayed as a kid. I just sought the Lord. He told me to, so I did. But I remember the presence of the Lord coming and just getting me, and I've talked about this. He came and got me and just took me up to the altar and just overwhelmed me at that point in my life with a peace, a joy, such a profound, only God can do thing, that I remember to this day. God overwhelmed me at that point in our lives, which was one of the most fearful, devastating times, and just overwhelmed me with His love. I mean, overcame the fear, overcame. I remember coming out just saying, someone asked me, "What happened to you?" I said, "I don't know, but something happened." I pray that tonight. My sister is alive today, strong, healthy, well, in perfect sound health, mind and body. God's hand of favor and blessing kept her, delivered her, set her free. But every moment of your life is leading you to a moment of overwhelming blessing. Overwhelming blessing. Regardless, David said, even though my enemies threaten me, they surround me, he said, "I will not fear. I'll not be afraid, because the Lord my God, He is with me." He is with me. And when God is with you, nothing can be against you. You won't suffer loss. You can't, because God is with you. You can't suffer. There is no loss in the kingdom. Doesn't matter, because God is with you. Father, tonight we give you praise. Come on, let's pull on heaven. Let's start it right here, right now. Father, we pull on heaven right here tonight. I pray for the overwhelming blessing of the Lord to overwhelm your people, Lord. We call to those tonight that are sick, those that are watching, those that are ill, those that are unconscious, those that are in comas. God, we call in your hand of favor according to your perfect will, Lord. You're the choice maker. You make the choice, but we call out according to your word, and we declare health, healing, restoration, life, peace. Father, those that have heard your name, those that have heard your voice, those that have been moved by your spirit, they will be overwhelmed to call upon you as Lord and Savior, to be healed, to be set free, to be delivered from whatever it is, this very moment that binds you, in the name of the Most High name, in the name that is elevated above every name, in the name of Jesus, by the wonder of God, and just by the power of the Spirit, like a wind blowing through you, You are free. You are healed. You are delivered. You are blessed of the Lord in Jesus' name. Everybody shout with me. Yeah. Come on, give the Lord a shout tonight. Give the Lord a shout tonight. Give the Lord a shout of praise tonight. There is a reconciliation that's taking place in the earth at this moment in time, year 2022. God is doing exactly what he said because his word is true, his word is life, and you can take your seats. His word is power. His word is the essence of every yes and amen, every meaning of life, everything that brings you joy, everything that gives you peace. And so often we think about what could happen that you hope doesn't happen, or what may not happen that you wished would happen. But the truth is God's already told you what's going to happen. And what he's saying is, I want you to believe me. Oftentimes, we believe when it's necessary. But this body that has grown up in the knowledge of Jesus Christ believes believing is necessary. Believing is necessary. Not believing when things are there or happening and we think it's necessary for us to believe. Because there's a difference in those that believe and in believers. That's our vocation. What we do is we believe. Because we're believers, we don't stop. And we don't wait for something to tell us, you need to believe for this or you need to believe for that. That's someone that believes, but we are believers. And the word says to the believers, they that seek his face. To them he said there, you will lack no good thing. You will lack no good thing. These are to the believers, not just those that believe when it's necessary. You will lack no good thing. The word says, the young lion can hunger and lack and be thirsty. But they that are waiting upon God, and this is exactly the word, the only answer to every question is God is in this. God is either delivering you, he's setting you apart, he's bringing you into a place of blessing, he's bringing you into a place of testimony, he's just saying, just believe. I want you to get comfortable with believing. Believing is necessary. I want it to be frequent in your life to just believe. That's why blessing is so important. Just bless those around you. Want people to increase around you. See people, have a vision for people to just be overwhelmed with the blessing of the Lord. He said, I want you to even bless your enemies. Don't curse them. Bless those that spitefully use you and speak all manner of evil against you. Why? God's not just saying, I just want you to be a nice person. Because believers are. But what God is saying is, in every situation, I want you to see my sovereign hand. I want you to know that you're blessed and only blessed, and there's nothing but blessing on you. I just want you to know that it's necessary for you to be a believer. When you're transformed by the Spirit of the Lord, you no longer just believe, you become a believer. We begin to believe God for everything, and we believe God in everything. And like he said, I'm bringing unity between heaven and earth. And we use this rope as a representative for pulling on heaven. It's like Jesus said, whatever you release from the earth, it's released from the heavens. And I always look at it, if I can't pull heaven down, then I'm pulling myself up. But one way or another, we're going to meet. And the heavens of God rule. Kings even of the Old Testament, present day, know the heaven rules. And whatever God assigns, whatever God says will come to pass. The Lord will bring it to pass. The prophet said to a king one time when they were about to engage in war, the word of the Lord came and said, Don't worry. Don't be afraid. What you do is important. The work you're doing is important. And I'm giving you the victory. And then the word was, stand firm in your faith. Because if you don't stand firm in your faith, you have nothing at all. Stand firm in your faith. It's important for me to be a believer. Every bit as important as it is for me to believe for something. We are believers. And we're moving the heavens of God, and we're moving the earth. And our call is to take dominion over this. How do we do it? One simple way. I just give God all praise for all things. There's no dark. There's no evil. There's no people. There's no government. There's no one that I give credit for anything that's going on in the earth. I know people can do wrong things, and there are bad things in the earth. But the scriptures tell me, what things soever are lovely, good, if there be any virtue, there be any praise, think on these things. Because we can scream at the dark, it doesn't make it light. But if we become the light in the earth, that does change things. That brings the reality of God's will. And God made it very clear. I've given humanity dominion in the earth. I've given you power and authority. And according to whatever Jesus said, just believe me. And then what do you believe through me? What do you believe through me? I believe the glory of the Lord fill the earth. I believe the blessedness of God just overwhelm you in such a way that nothing is compromised in your life. Everything that God has intended for you before you knew you were you. He's bringing to you and through you. We struggle and we wrestle because we don't really believe sometimes that we have dominion over the earth. Over the earth. And so what we do is we blame whatever it is, if it's a spirit or a person or a, and that's double-mindedness, because we're not singularly believing. We are the blessed of the Lord. We are the blessed of the Lord. What if we met evil with righteousness? What if we met darkness with light? What if we met lies with truth? What if we met pain with healing? What if we met sorrow with joy? On the other side of all of these things is the positive, or the faith side of what God is saying. We are the light of the world. The word says you are the salt of the earth. And the word tonight is strengthening your mind, strengthening your soul, strengthening, remember, your soul and the soil, same thing. The word comes in the soul, and if the soul is fertile, in a moment's time, no wrestle, no struggle, God has given me dominion in the earth. The earth was blessed because God blessed it. And then God said, here's the authority to rule over the earth. Here's the power. Just believe you have everything you need. As long as you believe that, as long as you believe my word is the fullness of all that you are and all that you want and all that you will ever need, if you'll do that, the earth will surrender to you. It won't have the strength to fight against you. But in the day that you doubt God, you'll know that you doubted God. Now, this isn't a thing like, well, I'm afraid that I'm going to doubt God. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. My faith is the kingship of my life. My faith in God is the overwhelming blessing on me that showers me continually. Remember, daily. You're so loaded with blessings, sometimes you leave your blessing over in the corner, stick it in the closet so you can stand there and worry about something. And if you just surrender to the blessing, it'd overwhelm you. Wouldn't worry about anything. Because blessing conquers all. The blessing of the Lord makes rich or conquers all. And with it bears no weight, bears no sorrow. The blessing of the Lord. I'm calling on heaven's blessing tonight. I'm just calling, and I love this because I know it is the word of God. And I know it goes so against the reign of the consciousness of man. it goes so against the untilled soil of the natural man. And Jesus said, the natural man is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be. But he said, I've blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Which means everything that you need, you don't have to see. It's there by command and design of the Father. I've already blessed you with all of this. The proof is in you. The proof is in your faith in me. Your proof is in your trust in me. You've nothing to fear, for the Lord your God is greatly with you. Doubt not in your heart. Don't lean to what you know or think is understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him in all of your ways. That's what we teach all the time here. In all of your ways, I acknowledge you. That's why we say don't blame the devil and don't blame people and don't blame. I get it. Who doesn't get it? Everybody gets it, and it doesn't change a thing. Because what we're believing in is not the thing that changes. But when we believe in the only one that can, everything begins to change. And it changes with the dominion in here. And how do we do that? I just worship you. I won't give any praise. I won't give any honor. I'll have no idols before me. You and you alone direct my way. Oh, the government's doing this and they're going to take my money. No, God's going to give you your money. Well, they're going to make decisions and they're going to get us tied up. No, God has freed you. He has liberated you. He has set you free. How many times through the generations, the eons of time, have we watched God say, I'm letting the people rage. Let them rage. And watch the mighty sovereign hand of God bring the answer. And he said it over and over and over. So you will believe that I'm God with you. So you know the dominion you have over the earth. So you exercise the authority and the power and the might and the strength. When a baby is born, they're not used to any resistance, and they're weak. They can't even hold their head up, you know. And so we have to cradle their head. And you know, you stand them up on their legs, and they fall down. They can, you know, they're just, but there's an innateness to them. They know where to go for strength, and they go to the mom because they're a seed. And the power of a seed is its memory. It knows where it came from. May not be able to explain it, but when it draws on the strength of the mother, when it feeds from the mom, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And then it's the faith of the parent that says, come on, come on. And the baby gets up and maybe laughs or giggles and falls, and everybody grabs it, and the baby laughs, or maybe it cries. We could stop and say, no, we're just, you know, it's gravity's fighting it. We just got to start pounding the floor. So foolish, but so often is exactly what's done. And the baby never walks. The baby never grows. We keep pounding the earth and saying it's gravity. It is gravity. It is gravity. Let gravity be. But as we resist the gravity by the innate design to walk and to run and to leap, we get stronger and stronger and we conquer gravity. And at some point we fly. Everything God has placed in the earth, he did it for your good. The earth is blessed of the Lord because God said so. And the Holy Spirit gives us the insight of the will of the heart of the Father. So in all things, we can see the will of God if we make him and him alone God. If we ascribe all honor and praise and glory to him and him alone. Not I was born unprivileged or overprivileged or whatever your excuse may be. Because in the kingdom, there are no excuses. Because everything in him is yes and amen. In the kingdom, there are no victims, only victors. We are the redeemed. We are the chosen. We are the supposed to be and are the kings and the priests of the earth unto our God. The redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Those are the ones God anointed. He proved it with David. And the prophet went looking for all and thought, maybe this one, maybe. And God said, no. He said, there's someone else. There's one more. There's a one more for you tonight. It's that boy that no one even wants to bring in. Is David. He's the one. He's the chosen of God. You're the chosen of God. People believe when it's necessary, but true believers know that believing is necessary. Jesus said one day, where it says the disciples, there were a number of them in the boat, and they had fished all night, till the dawning of the day. And Jesus is standing there, and that's in the scripture shortly after he tells Thomas, you believe because you've seen, blessed are those who have not seen. So he's standing by the shore of Galilee, and the disciples come in from the boat fishing all night, and he shouts out and he says, have you caught anything? Before they reached the shore, and they said, nothing. Nothing at all. You ever been there? Caught anything? Nothing. God answer you? No. Yeah, he did. He just wants you to do what you do because you're a believer. And you know the story. He said, and if you don't, you're about to. He said, throw your net on the right side. Just throw it on the other side of the boat. Like all night. It's night to morning. He said, just throw it on the other side. So they threw it on the other side, and the word says they were just overwhelmed. Sometimes you just have to throw it over on the other side. God said, I just believe. I'm going to throw it over on the other side. I'm bringing in a draught of fish that is so overwhelming. Let it sink the boat. What happened is greater than the fish that are in the net. It's where it came from. God said, he's the life of all things. By him and by the power of his word, he holds everything uniformly, precisionally, precisely together for his will and his purpose. And you know what God is? Good. So good. So great. So kind, so loving, so peace-filled, so powerful that your earth can't resist him. We're here to make our earth a sacrifice, a living sacrifice. Holy. How are we holy? Because I stopped looking at my inadequacies and I just stopped living in fear. Stop. The world lives in fear. It swims in fear. It basks in fear. It bathes in fear. It looks through the optics of fear. But the believers, we know he is good. That's why praise is so important. It just transitions your mind, takes dominion over your thoughts, and it helps you to see the way it really is. Deuteronomy 29:29. What is it, Richard? Yes. So he's saying, I want you to see what belongs to you. The secret things belong to God. They're all his. But those things which he reveals belong to us and our children's children. God's saying, that's why I said in the beginning, isn't it awesome? I mean, are you hearing what I'm saying? I can believe God and it works. I mean, you ever believe someone? You're just like, I believe you this time. And you even let them know that you believe them because you want them to do what you're believing. And you'll say something like, no, you're sure? And then they never show up. Anyone? God's not like that. And you'll lie to yourself. I believe you. I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to come through. Knowing in your mind, you know they're not going to come through. And they don't disappoint you. But God, when you believe, the things you can't see are your power. I blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the realm of authority and power. It doesn't just mean in the sky. It means the invisible, the unseen realm. That power is there, and it's going to produce through you. And it's going to produce for you. Hear the word of the Lord. Receive the overwhelming in your mind. It's already there. Receive the overwhelming blessing of the Lord that overcomes everything, so you don't live in fear. You don't live in dread. You can't even love right when you're in fear. The word says that fear doesn't allow love to work the way it's supposed to. But love, it conquers everything, because love is the blessedness of God. And I just pray and declare and I prophesy, as I was just instructed tonight, the blessed grace of God, the goodness of the Lord, your family to be saved, set free, healed, delivered. That you walk in joy. You don't even remember what fear felt like, except the fear and the reverence of God, which means you're the only one in control. You're the only one in power. You're the only one that enlightens. You're the only one that leads me. You're the only one that invades my space. You're the only one. You overwhelm me with your blessing. Pull upon the heavens of God tonight for the blessed favor of the living God. And I declare to you, according to the word of God, this is the year of God's favor. This is the acceptable moment of God's cherished love in your life. We are the apple of his eye. We are his chosen. You are the choice. You're what he chose to create. You are who he chose to save. You're the ones he chose to reveal to you, that if you call on me and believe me, I will answer you. Be free tonight, this very moment. Be freed from whatever it is. Be freed. Be liberated in your spirit, your mind, your body. Be free. Be liberated tonight. You are the redeemed. You are the set free. By the spoken word of God, under the anointing power of his word, and in the mighty name of Jesus, you are the freed, you are the delivered, you are the redeemed, you are the blessed of the Father. Father, we praise and thank you tonight. Thank you, Father. Prophesy over every one of you. Things are moving all around you, because things are moving on the inside of you. Every situation, every opportunity bows before you and says, we worship the God you worship. We are surrendered to the God that created us, and we see his life in you. We hear his voice in you. We hear his word in you. And Father, we declare it in Jesus' mighty name. Disciples went out one day and tried to cast out demon out of a guy, or demons, and they just kind of gave him a difficult time. Came back and said, man, I don't know what is it. Jesus said, how is it you have no faith? You don't approach this life with a question mark in your head. You don't say, I heard it said, someone told me. You know who you are. You know in whom you have believed. And in full faith and confidence, if you don't stand firm in your faith, you have nothing at all to stand on. But we are not of those that turn away. We are those that are chosen. We are those that are called. We are those that know in whom we have believed, and in the fullness in which we have believed. You are the blessed of the Lord, the chosen of God. The days before you are as great and greater than any day that is behind you. The days that stand before you will reveal and unveil the mysteries of your life and your purpose and your reason for walking by faith and believing the Father. Some believe when it's necessary. And some believe it's necessary to believe. And we believe, Father. And we praise you tonight. I'm going to ask you to stand. I'm going to pray over everyone in the house, those that are viewing tonight. I pray that from your secret world to your declared world, everything you've kept a mystery, a secret in your heart, to everything you've asked people to pray for, I pray tonight that the blessing of the Lord so overwhelm you in ways you don't even know, you are blessed. And that those blessing and blessings of the Lord are sown in the inside of you, just as the word we read. You have been destined You have been predestined. You have been destined, and you have been predestined. It has to happen. I pray that the seed on the inside of you would wake up. Wake up. Wake up! And bear the fruit of the blessed favor of God. Health, strength, joy. Not only healing, but soundness in your body and soundness in your mind. Not just a lot of things, but precious things. The blessing of the Lord. The preciousness of His blessing on your life. Your mind will stay in peace. I'll keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on me, because you trust in me, says the word of the Lord. Father, to this tonight we declare the blessing of the Lord reigns on us. Say it with me. Your blessing reigns on me. Say it. Your blessing reigns on me. Your blessing reigns on me. Calling the seed inside of me to liberty, to freedom. I bear the root of the witness that you have blessed me. Every one of you in the house, in the name of the Lord of hosts, in the mighty name of the name that exceeds every name in heaven and earth, in the name of the only begotten of the Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the chosen, the Son of the living God, the foretold of the Father. The blessedness of the Lord rain down on you. Cause the seed of the predestined will of God that is inside of you to come forth and bear the fruit of increase in every way, imaginable and unimaginable. God, bear witness, His Spirit rests in you and on you. Be filled right now. Be filled right now. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and power. And by that, the earth is overcome by the will of God and the blessing of the Lord in Jesus' name. Everybody shout it in the house. Come on. Shout to the Lord. Come on. Remember the scripture? Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Come on. Shout unto God, all you nations. Shout unto God, all you people. As you do, the glory of the Lord is going to rain down on you. It's going to rain down on you. Shout unto God, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God, the victory in His glorious, powerful, mighty name. Lift up your voice, all ye nations, and declare the wonders of your God. Let the earth soak in your praise. It will bear forth the fruit of His name, producing the blessing, the favor, the mystery, and the glory of the Lord inside of you. Shout unto God, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God, every nation. Give the Lord the glory due His name. Shout unto God, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God, all ye nations. Bless, bless His holy, holy name. Lift your hands right now, just like you're catching it right out of the sky. Right out of the heavens of God. I pull upon the heavens of God tonight for liberty, for strength, for freedom. God's going to tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, when to be still, when to run, when to leap, when to be close your eyes, when to open your eyes, when to listen. God is going to tell you every step is ordered of the Lord. Nothing, not anything, is coming into your life that is not assigned by the blessedness of the living God, who has set you free, anointed you, appointed, and empowered you to do His will. All things are assigned to work together for your good, because you are set according to His will and His purpose. And if you've set your affections, your love upon Him, let it rain on you tonight in Jesus' name. Everybody shout, yeah! Your world's gonna change. Your mind's gonna change. Your body's rearranged. Perfect order, orchestrated by the living will of the Father. This is the greatest season of your life. You believe it, shout, yeah! Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, due your name. Great are you, O God, in us. Say it. Great are you, O Lord God, in me. You have anointed me. You have filled me. I am filled with your Spirit, your power, and your love. Nothing holds me. Nothing rules over me. Nothing leads me. Nothing nudges me. Nothing pushes or pulls me. But you, you are in me, and in all things in my life, I am blessed of you. No weapon will prosper. No wicked or evil will come nigh my dwelling. Only good will happen to me. You believe that? It's the word of the Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise tonight.